The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with his saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which meant sent. So he went and washed and came back, able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" They said, "It is." But others said, "No, it just looks like him." And he said, "I am." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on the Sabbath. So when the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And they were divided amongst themselves. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" They threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, so that I might believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and worshiped him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Blindness. In this powerful gospel of the man born blind, in this gospel that we hear pretty regularly every Lent, blindness is a spiritual situation, not just a physical one. Even in the time of Jesus, this was true. If someone was born blind in ancient times, it was believed that it was because of sin that this happened. Either the sin of the person or the sin of the parents. The religious tradition of the Jewish people at this time, they were trying to figure out how to explain situations like this. How can someone be born with an imperfection like blindness if sin is not involved? So Jesus comes to show them that this understanding of sin is wrong, and in fact, physical blindness is not the real problem here. Spiritual blindness is the real problem, and everyone is suffering with it. Everyone in this gospel. The disciples, they're struggling with it. The Pharisees, certainly. The people who didn't know who Jesus was and still needed to believe. Even the blind man, after his eyes were opened, still didn't understand who Jesus was. He was like, "Oh yeah, he's just a prophet." Jesus had to show him that, no, he was the Son of Man, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world. Jesus comes to create a world that has real spiritual awareness, one that fully knows and that believes that he is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Why does Jesus use dust and spit and make clay? It's a very odd thing. He doesn't do that for any other miracle. I mean, oftentimes people just come near him and they're cured. The woman with the hemorrhage just had to reach and touch the garment and she was cured. Often they just had to ask Jesus and he said yes and they were cured. But this time he decides to take the effort to make clay with the dust and his spit. There is an ancient Jewish tradition that is actually even spoken of in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And it says that when God created humanity from the dust of the earth, that he also used spit. It's not in the Bible, obviously, that it says this. But there's a tradition. Because there's this reality that if you're going to make clay out of dust, you have to use liquid. Like if you try to make something from just dust, it's not going to work. And so you can't make something out of dust. You have to add a liquid. Then with the dust and the liquid, you can make clay. And then with the clay, you can mold it and create it into something. And so in biblical tradition, with dust and spit, God created us. With this love of God and this desire to bring life into humanity, he creates us in his image and his likeness. And so in this gospel, with his disciples, with the Pharisees, the followers, and all who were present, even with the blind man, Jesus using spit and dust, making clay, this would have been something significant. And they actually are responding to it in this gospel. They're trying to figure out who he is, because the actions he's making here means something. Just that action would have said to all who were present, who grew up with Jewish teachings, Jesus is claiming to be God here. He is at least claiming to be a prophet of God. Jesus in this gospel is opening the eyes of everyone. Jesus is saying to them and to all generations to come, I'm not just some wise man. I'm not just a prophet. I am the Son of God. St. Paul explains the true meaning of being healed and able to see by the love of Jesus. Many people, St. Paul teaches us, many people walk the world blind to the power of God. They walk in darkness because they have decided to be their own God. God wants then to awaken us from the deep sleep of unbelief. Jesus wants to show us the power of his love that gives us divine life. Jesus desires trust, faith. He desires us to turn to him with our whole heart. If you are awake and living in the light of Jesus, you can say with ease, I see Jesus. I trust in Jesus. Jesus is Lord of all. But maybe we are all still blind and struggling with sin. Maybe many of us here in this church are struggling with sin and have been for many, many years. We can't seem to let it go or figure out a way to get rid of it or understand it very well. We haven't been able to yet encounter the light of Jesus. How do I get out of spiritual blindness? Jesus gives us a good formula for this. He gives it to us in many places in the gospel. And it's just two words: repent and believe. Repent and believe. Repent by doing a full renunciation of your sins and your attachment to sin. Sin keeps us blind. And Jesus and his love gives us sight, light. It gives us understanding. When we renounce Satan, sin, evil, and the power of hell, and we do this with the power given to us by Jesus, then we can turn to the light. When we renounce evil and sin, all that's left is Jesus there loving us. Jesus is always loving us. That's the way out of all of that. Sin and death and darkness and struggle and doubt is seeing Jesus there loving you. Jesus is always with us. He is showing us the way to eternal life. Jesus asks us to believe in him. Walk in the Lord, or walk with the Lord in this life. Walk with the Lord in this life. Life can be like walking in the wilderness, where we get lost, not knowing any direction to go, and wishing someone would save us. Then this is when we have to say to Jesus, I need you. I believe in you, Lord. Then Jesus will find you. Then Jesus heals our blindness. Jesus says, I'm here and have always been here with you. I will take you to the eternal love of the Father. I will show you into the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.